Yesu yebazibwe nnyo okwebaza Katonda olw'akaseera k'atuwadde okweyongerayo okunyweza amazima g'ekigambo kye. Yesu yebazibwe. Mpozi Katonda omulamu era omugezi yekka fe gutwasalawo okuweereza yovuolaba nga twagala okweyongerako okubeera n'amagezi buli kiseera awamu n'okutegeera mu linnya erya Mukama waffe Yesu. Yesu yebazibwe nnyo. Bwe tuba tukomawo eri amazima g'ekigambo kya Katonda, tulina okumanya nti waliwo abanoonya abo abaganywererako. Babeera abantu ba mirundi ebiri oba esatu. Yesu yebazibwe. Naye abasinga obukulu be bantu ab'emirundi ebiri. Bw'oba onoonya amazima ogayimirira ogatambuliremu gakolere, waliwo anoonya okuba agayimiriramu. Yesu yebazibwe. Ekigambo eky'amagezi eyo ky'ogenda okufuna nti ggwe mu nsi muno oba onoonya amazima ga bwa Katonda ate waliyo ye anoonyaoga ogwa oleme gayimiriramu nga bo baamalirira okusuula buli ayimirira mu mazima. Yesu yebazibwe. So kitulina okulabika nga twegendereza okusobola okunywera n'amazima tugatambuze okugatwala mu maaso. Bayibuli egamba nti Mukama waffe yajja kukuŋŋaanya abantu kubazze mu bwakabaka bw'omuggulu ng'amaze okubafuula abaana ba Katonda. Naye ye Setaani akola mulimu gwa kubasaasaanya. Wabula bw'aba asaasaanya takola yekka, ayina emirimu mingi emibi gy'akola nagyo nga gyo gikola kugwa kusaasaanya n'okubonereza buli akwata amazima. Katulabeko wano mu Matayo 12 olunyo otandika olw'abiri mu ennya. Katusome olunyiriro olw'abiri mu ennya Matayo.
Naye abafalisaayo bwe baawulira ne boogera nti oyo tagoba dayimooni wabula kubagaliza kubaleeri omukulu wa dayimooni. Bwe yamanya okulowooza kwabwe n'abagamba nti buli obwakabaka bwe bwawukana bwokkana bwokka kizifa na buli kibuga oba nnyumba bwe yawukana yokka yokka teriwaawo ne Setaani bw'agoba Setaani yawukana yekka na yekka n'obwakabaka buyibwawo butya. Obanga nze ngoba dayimooni kuva Beeruzabeeri abaana bamwe bagikoba ku bwani kale abo bwebali basalira omusango. Naye obanga nze ngoba dayimooni kuba omwoyo ogwa Katonda kale obwakabaka bwa Katonda bubajjike. Oba omuntu ayinza atya okuyingira mu nju y'omuntu ow'amaanyi n'anyaga ebintu wabula ng'asoose kusiba ow'amaanyi oli n'alyoka anyaga enju ye. Omuntu atabeera nange mulabe wange era omuntu atakuŋŋaanyiza wamu nange asaasaanya.
Yesu yebazibwe. Nti omuntu atakuŋŋaanyiza wamu ne Mukama waffe Yesu oyo akola mulimu gwa kusaasaanya. Wabula ekibuzo kiri nti Yesu akuŋŋaanya abantu abatwalibwa ye abakuŋŋaanyiza wa? Yesu yebazibwe. Atakuŋŋaanyizaamu ne Mukama waffe Yesu asaasaanya. Ddamu olunyiriro olwo babuulire bulungi. Njagala mu kigambo kino ggyemu kimu nti waliwo bw'onoonya kunywerera mu mazima naye waliwo abakola omulimu
gw'okusaasaanya
era okubabuyageza kwenyera mu mazima nga tebakuŋŋaanyiza wamu ne Mukama
waffe.
Era bangi abava mu
bantu
nga bo bakola omulimu gwe gumu nabo nga beegattamu Setaani
okusaasaanya.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Bw'oba oyagala okusaasaanya
if you want to scatter
obuulira abantu ebina abatwaliza mu
kubanga
yogeena tekuŋŋaanya buli omu alina
gy'abeereyobonyoobonyoobye
ye era bayibuli yogera ku geena
teyina
oda kwegamba kubeera ku ebyo bitandikira kuvaano ku
nsi
okutuukira ddala paka mu
geyeena
ebyokusansanya abantu
batwengere
ewulire
Matthew 12:30.
Atabera ne mukama waffe
Yesu. Whoever is not with the Master Jesus,
oyo mulabe we,
is his enemy.
Yesu abera we.
Jesus is where?
Aina wayogerera.
There's somewhere he speaks.
Mu Yohana 18.
In John 18.
Nti tuli ba kunsi.
That we are not of the world.
Kubanga ne Yesu wa kunsi.
For he is not of the world.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Okubera ne Yesu inakubera.
To be with Jesus, you have to be where?
Bible iraga ndo ino okubera mukuru.
Bible shows that you have to be in heaven.
Era bwotunulira abakundi ba Philippians 3.
Yeah, when we look at Philippians 3.
Ino okumi na omweta paka abiri.
19-20.
Iraga nti mutunulire oyo.
It shows that you look
oba mutuse birowoozo bya
mukuru. Or change your minds.
Birowoozo ebyo mukuru.
That they think of heaven.
Eyo gye mulindira mukama
wamu okuva. Where you are waiting okuva. Your master to come from.
Kati okubera ne Kristo.
Now to be with Christ.
Oyina okubanga otudde mitundu ebyo mukuru.
You must be seated in heaven.
Oyina okubanga olowooza ebintu byo mukuru.
You must be thinking things of heaven.
Ate oyina okuleetera abantu.
And you must to drop.
Nabo basobole okubera ne Yesu.
That they too will be with Christ.
Okusinziira ku Efeso esula
y'okuyimira omukaaga. Ephesians 2:6.
Eraga nti bwe tulokolebwa.
It shows that when we get saved.
Tutuula mu bitundu eby'omugulu.
We sit in the heavenly realms. With our Master Jesus.
Kati okusobola okubeera mu Yesu.
Now to be able to be with Christ.
Ebirowoozo byo wano.
Your mindset that
thoughts. Bino kuzimbibwa nga bituula mu ggulu.
N'omwoyo gwe
mugubalira okuba mu ggulu. Kati kyenvudde nkugambya emizimu nga gikyasaasaanya abantu.
That's why I told you ask demons scatter people.
N'abantu abamu beegatta ku sitaani okukola omulimu gwe gumu nga tebakuŋŋaanya. Yongerayo.
Tuli mu Matayo essuula ya 12 olunyo lwa 3.
Matthew 12:30.
Era omuntu atakuŋŋaanyiza wamu nange asaasaanya. Kyenva mbagamba nti abantu balisonyiyibwa buli kibi n'ekyokuvvoola. Naye okuvvoola omwoyo tekulisonyiyika.
Nti okuvvoola omwoyo
tekulisonyiyika.
Yesu yebazibwe.
So
mu bino byonna kyengeza okugamba kiri
bwe ki.
Atakuŋŋaanyizaamu ne Yesu mulabe. Naye Yesu akuŋŋaanyizaawa. Yesu yebazibwe. Bayibuli egamba Ebulaniya
12:22.
Wano we batukuŋŋaanyiza. Wuliriza bulungi. Wano w'ogenda okwawulira. Abakubuulira enjiri bakukuŋŋaanya olagawa wandiba ng'obadde oyita n'abasansaanya nga basansaanya endiga za Mukama. Yesu yebazibwe kubanga ekuŋŋaanira eddene balyogerako wano Ebulaniya
12:22.
Ebulaniya 12:22 naye muzze ku lusozi Sayuni ne ku kibuga kya Katonda omulamu Yerusalemu eky'omuggulu n'ery'obukumi bw'abamalayika n'ery'ekkuŋŋaanira eddene era ekkanisa ey'ababereberye abaawandiikibwa mu ggulu.
Owulidde gye bakuŋŋaanyiza abantu
kubakuŋŋaanya
mu ggulu. Yesu bw'akugamba
nti
atakuŋŋaanyamu
nange
mulabe
wange.
Bw'obanga gwe misoni wajja mu Kristo n'otandika mu simanyi buweereza oba
kkanisa
oba ddiini nga naye gwe ekigendwa kyo si kyakuŋŋaanya bantu mu
ggulu.
Oli mulabe wa Yesu era weegatta ku
sitaani
okulwanyisa Katonda. Kubanga akugambye tukwandiza eryekuŋŋaanira
eddene
eryabatukuvu
kati
Yesu abantu bonna baba babuulira
enjiri
abakuŋŋaanya mu kibuga Yerusalemu
eky'omuggulu
era yabategekera ekibuga eryekuŋŋaanira eddene.
Kati
gwoyinza okuba osoma ekigambo ekyo bulijjo yatakuŋŋaanyamu nange mulabe
wange
n'okinoonyerezaako n'ogamba
ni
omuntu alabika ddi nga takuŋŋaanyamu ne Yesu era ng'asaasaanya busaasaanya ng'ekigambo kikuli wala nnyo naye mu kigambo ky'amagezi nga kirimu n'okutegeera Mukama akutegeeza wa gy'olina okukuŋŋaanya abantu
you have to gather his people from.
Era bwogende wanti.
And when you go in a place.
Ne banga tusa kukunganya kuyingira kibuga Yerusalemu
ekyomukulu. Gather to enter the Jerusalem city of heaven. Bano be basansanya
benyine.
These are the ones who scatter.
Kubanga Bible eyogera mu ngeri.
The Bible speaks in Proverbs.
Nti amagombe tagali mu order.
That in hell there is no order.
Ate n'ensi eno.
And this world.
Terina order.
It has no order.
Ensi eno buli omu abeera ku
bizi. This world everyone is in his own.
Buli omu abeera asasanyizibwa mu birowoozo.
Everyone has been scattered in thoughts.
Ne mu bikorwa.
And in actions.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Kati ye Yesu agamba.
Now Jesus says.
Atakunganza amu naye mu kibuga Yerusalemu.
Whoever gathers with him in Jerusalem city. Murabe we. Is his enemy.
Oyinza okuba abalabe ba Kristo.
You may see.
Obadde olowooza oba be baabaagaana okumukkiriza bokka naye n'abo abeefudde abamukkiriza naye nga tebasobola kukuŋŋaanya mu kibuga Yerusalemu bantu bano bonna bonna balabe ba Kristo okusookera ddala ku
ddiini
kuba eddiini zo zikugamba ojja kugenda mu purigatory si mukulu ate waliwo bano abaseveniside bo bagamba ng'ogenda emagombe yesu jajja okusinkana kunaku lyozuukire
olwo
ebintu bingi ebireeta abantu bangi
basansanye
waliwo endala eddiini zigamba bano babayita balitadde
sent
n'abagundi baga osobola okubeera mu mulamu yakuwa osobola okubeera omulamu mukitukulwa katonda ku nsi bano bonna balabe era bwe tunaabatulawo nga tusoma kristo omutuufu n'ekkanisa
ye
ne bakusyawo obulima n'amakanisa
gange
kristo omutuufu mu kanisa yakuŋŋaanya abantu mu ggulu awali ekuŋŋaanira
Where the great assembly is.
Bano bonna bali ku byabwe era oli bw'aba akubuulira endiri nga tokukuŋŋaanyiza mu kibuga
Yerusalemu
eky'omukulu omanyirawo mulabe kati ate oluvannyuma lw'ebyo byonna bano bye basansanyiza katonda alibakuŋŋaanya era mu kibuga kye kimu Yerusalemu okuba ku maka
omuliro
abasaanyeewo okusinziira ku bye twasoma mu
Ezekiel
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Yesu mezekira
abiri mu bbiri
kumi na munaana ng'agenda bakukutako omuliro
bonna.
Kati bano bonna bwe babadde basansanya abali babakyali ku nsi n'abo abaagwayo mu ggeyeena bonna ajja kubakuŋŋaanya lwa mpaka mu kibuga kiri abo
otyomuli
kati nkubuulira ekigambo kimu buli muntu n'akubuulira
enjiri
nga tafuba oyingire mu kibuga Yerusalemu olw'eddembe n'ekisa kya katonda ekiriwo oyo ye mulabe wa kristo bulijjo gw'obadde tomanyi
bulungi
era gwe bayita antichrist kubanga agambye atabeera wamu naye mulabe we mwennyini awedde
endiri
era ate nga takuŋŋaanya wamu naye n'akubuulira osobola otya okuba ng'otudde mu
ggulu
era mu ssaala yo atusabira n'agamba mu Yokaana
18
mbasabidde bano mukama
obakuume
mu nsi
eno
kubanga si ba mu nsi
eno
nga nange bwe sitali wa mu
nsi eno
yesu yebazibwa era kyobola atunnyonnyolebwa mu Befeso 2:6 nti bwe twalokolebwa ne tutulaamu ne kristo bitundu ebyomu ggulu tugamba ne tubeera naye ne batandika otugamba bwe muba mwasala okukkiriza yesu mulowooza eri gyali gyatudde bw'osiŋŋaana abantu ng'ebirowoozo byabwe birala nga tebatudde mu ggulu bano balabe ba kristo tebasobola na kwogera bya mu ggulu era basansanya abantu ba katonda beegatta n'emizimu okusansanya abantu kubanga tebakuŋŋaanya mukuŋŋaanira eddene Yerusalemu eky'omu ggulu bwe twogera ku kigambo ekyo ekyo kigambo kigazi zino eddiini z'owulira mbu osookera mu purigatory bano bonna balabe ba kristo abawedde
emiri
anti tunaatera
batuukako
ojja kubalaba bano baseveniside bwe bakugamba oteekeddwa okwambala mubiri gugenda mu ggulu
kati
ojja kwambala wali nga bakuzuukiza ofe emagombe kubanga bagamba mbu bajjawulira akagombe abo balyoke bazuukireyo emagombe era ye enjiri yaabwe eyo naye ate ffe tutegeera
lwaki
ekyandikwa kigamba
tujja zuukira nga kagombe kagwatugitegeera
mubatisirika nga kigamba
nti
abo abeebakira mu kristo
ne
balisooka okuvayo bajje
naffe olwo
abaliwo bakyaliwo
tubeegatteko
tuwambuke wamu bagenda kuvaawo
bali
mu kibuga
Yerusaalemu
byabadde bakuŋŋanyiza
buli
Musa bali eyo
Ibrahimu
bali eyo
tubulaba
Yesu agamba
Ibrahimu
yalaba olunaku lwange nga nzija n'asanyuka
si
yali magombe ng'akaaba
era
mu kwogera kwagamba
nti
omugagga
bwe
yali emagombe
n'alengera
nga balina ekifo mwe bali
ekirungi
n'amugamba atisiba
gira
kutuzaanyweko
bwe
kugamba likugenda mu kifo kyekimu n'aboonoonyi
ng'eddiini
ezimu bwe zigamba bano basansanya kankubuuli ate balabe bakristu
bwe
twogera ku ddiini
tugira
ddayo ngulokola omu abafuuka
eddiini
nga bakubuulira nsi eno
ebyeggulu
baabivaako
bano
be balabe bakristu bennyini
abaweddemu
basansanya akuŋŋanyiza mu kibuga Yerusaalemu bano bo bakuŋŋanyiza mu makuŋŋaaniro
gaabweza
kibiina
ky'abantu
naye nga babeeramu nga okufunamu agenda mu Yerusaalemu
ekyo
kizibu
kati
mu kigambo kino eky'amagezi
olina
okunoonya engeri
gy'oyimirira
mu mazima
ate
n'okuŋŋaanira mu kuŋŋaaniro eddene Yerusaalemu
to fellowship and gather in a great assembly in heaven. And you wait upon for one
thing there,
judgment.
On
that judgment,
you're going to judge
even the angels who were chased from that
city.
For they were sinners.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, thus
is the enemy of Christ.
They
scatter.
He's
conducting these demons in Zechariah 1.
Kati bw'oba ojja eri amazima
manya
ekintu kimu
nti
bw'onoonya kukwata amazima oganyweza
ate
waliyo abanoonya
okugasukusuula
Zaakaliya essuula esooka olunyo lw'ekumi n'omunaana ne nnyimusa amaaso gange ne ntunula era laba amayembe ana ne ŋŋamba malayika eyali ayogera nange nti ago maki nanziramu nti gano ge mayembe agasaasaanya yuda ne isirayiri ne yerusaalemu mukama n'anjolesa abaweesi bana
yesu
asooka
okumulaga amayembe gano agasaasaanya naye twanyonnyoka ne mbategeeza
nti
ekigambo jembe kikozesebwa mu bayibuli
munu nga
bategeeza omwoyo
omwoyo
oguyinza okuba omubi
oba
omulungi
okusinziira
ku byegukola
twali
twamu kubikulira essuula y'okutaano
olunyolo
omukaaga
nga
mukama waffe tumulaba n'amayembe musanvu amaaso musanvu
ne bakunyonyola
gye myomusanvu
egyakati
jjukira bwe boogera amayembe
gano
nga tegali mu foomu ya musanvu oba oyinza okugala mu foomu ya
musanvu
naye si kyekyangu ku muntu omulala
yenna
twa twamu kubikulwa kumi
nassatu
ng'oli alina amayembe ageefaananyiriza abiri bwe
gatigageefaananyirizanga
ag'omwana
gw'enyinanaye
ne bakunywa wansi gyemeye gigenda nga gikola
ebyamagere
okusuula abantu
ebikola
ebyamagere
ebyobulimu
yesu yeebazibwa
kati
ekigambo jjembe
kisokosa
nga bategeeza omwoyo
okusinziira
ku mulimu gwagwo
nebikola
jjukira bwe twogera ku myoyo
gyebamalayika
nabwo gyemeye
gituweeza
wabula singa abeera malayika eyagwa
bamuyita
erinnya
evil
spirit
is called an evil spirit.
Asigara mwoyo na yeye
mwovu. Spirit but an evil one.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus. Kati
bano gemu amayembe gano gemura.
Now these horns you are seeing.
Gano nya buli muntu ageza ko imira mu mazi.
Kuri muntu. Christ is standing truth.
Wakiri te bakutukira mu
kirodo. At least they can strangle you within a dream.
Bogeza ko bawe tano bakunonya ne mvyoto ne bakunonya
ayo. They even seek you through dreams.
Kusura
bakwata
omutwe ne bagunyiga n'olowooza
bube bali
ku bwongo bakukamula
trying to drain you out of your brains, that you cease to have truth, they have drained it out of you.
But
there appear these craftsmen, the angels.
Zechariah
1 verse 20.
Mukama n'anjolesa abaweesi bana. Ne njogera nti abo bakola ki? N'ayogera nti gano ge mayemba agasaasaanya Yuda. Omuntu n'okuyinza n'atayinza kuyimusa mutwe gwe.
Omuntu ng'okuyimusa nti Mukama abazima.
To say the Lord truth.
Yagala kwogera Bible nga
bwe. I want to speak the Bible as
Oyimira emyezi.
You stand for 2 months.
Oba musajja kubano.
You are a man among these ones. Praise Jesus.
For they cannot
accept you to stand
in
minutes when speaking truth.
You
begin in pray, and you end where you are is very far. You begin by abusing your colleagues, you end up resembling them. They cannot dare accept you. What are you speaking about?
And
that's why he came and God said, you have first studied the schemes of Satan. If you don't study these schemes, you will not be able to stand.
Let me
tell the nation Uganda was called.
And
in 1995, we approved of that call. I want you to tell me where is it heard that Uganda was called. Prayer Mountain was silenced from there.
Now
they are burning
fire.
And there's also a chief wizard who puts that fire there. That they are putting an altar of God. But they are forgotten
that
the word of God is the consuming fire. Without the word, you have no altar of God. You are on your own things. Altars of wizards. Now it ended there.
Remember,
as they just launched that call, Europe asked for 48 people.
America
asked for 48 people, male and female, from Uganda. That they take revival there. Asia asked for the same people.
Australia
too asked. Africa was asking. They took them. They totally fell. Others married old women. The rich old women
in the
Others are slashing compounds. Others are taking care of the old women.
Now
the call of the nation ended there. And even here it's not here in Uganda, it's not hard. But the mountain is there. They need a place, but when they have put you off the main
place.
And the world transformation there. They are telling the nation that Christ is about to come.
It's
but you cannot know that it's even existing. Around the new park.
It's in the
building. You cannot even know they are there. I was there at least and it was there. They beat down
everything.
You cannot stand in truth. And you cannot gather upon Jerusalem when you don't know the schemes of Satan.
For
in the same schemes he passes through and he beats you down. These ones are in scattering. You
can even
join on two scatter of you when you don't know. You discover when you fail long time.
You can come back
and you're like, you say I deceived them. Can you really stand and like Nicodemus
and say,
let me at least move in the night at least to access truth?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
These ones
don't allow anyone to stand in truth.
That you speak truth
as the Bible scripture by scripture.
At least
they will stand and say, we have given you 3 months, you will fall. They first
ask you,
and they are a human being.
And they say,
you too, we have given you 3 months. You speak of your colleagues, you will not stand yourself.
Niba kusibula nga ali mu muntu mukana naye naye nga sikwani ayogera nawe
lwati. Satan speaks with you openly.
Ate nawe olina okufuba omukakasa nti nja kuyimirira.
And you have to force to prove that you stand.
era mulimu abagambi abo beefuula aboogera
amazima
n'olowooza abantu
bannosebuoge
yasedda mu mitima
gyabwe naye
nabo tebajjaojja genda olya
kitwalewaliwo
amaani
ngebagamba kati ffe ekyatusomesa enku za sitaani kusooka kumanya ebintu bye babikola batyaoyinzaga
ni bano lwaki
basoma enku za sitaani
bakugamba bw'otamanya amagye ga mulabewo toyinza kulumba olina osooka n'omanya agago
ate
n'omanya n'amagye g'omulabewo kati olina okumanya obukodyo bwa sitaani naawe n'okola obubwo y'ensonga lwaki abazannyi b'omupiira
ttiimu
gye bagenda ozannya baleeta vidiyo yaayo ne bagiraba ensamba yaayo esamba etya ne bamanya n'engeri gye banaatakingamu
banaono
asala nnyo
banomulinnyamu
omugere kumu ne bakuwa yero naye ng'omumazi akutya abazannyise obategeka era bwe bamanya nti kati oyo asala nnyo bateekawo anaamukuba endobo kati sipiidi gy'obadde oddukirako otandika okulya
ajja
ayinza okunyongera
endobo
kati ffe kitusomesa enkubi za sitaani oli ye mulabe waffe yennyini gwe tuwanagana tetuwanagana mubirina musayina
bantuwabula
bwe tumala okumanya bino byonna ebyenkweze ne bwaziisa mu bantu
batuziramu
yesu
yeebazibu
kati ye kankubuulire
ku
kigambo mazima
takkiriza
muntu n'omu kuyimusa mutwe
tebakujjira
mu buliwo ne bagamba tugenda kuwa
sente
ate basooka ne bateekawo embeera ekwetolodde nga
yabwavu
ne bakulumba
ne
bagamba sumba embeera gy'oli mu
sinu
ffe tuwulidde eddoboozi lya mukama nga kitugambo
ebiirana
tuyinza n'okulowooza eddoboozi lya mukama
eryatta
twagala tukuwa ennyumba wali kati ojja otandika okuweereza nga pulogulaamu yaffe
bwenaabe
nga pulogulaamu yammwe bakulu eddoboozi oyinza obutaliwulira n'okola nali
endagaana
n'ogamba
kaasa
ngenda sigala nga
mpeenaye
nga bakugambye akagambo nga pulogulaamu yaffe bwenaabe kati otuuka eyo olaba bakukonkoli nga toyogera kino ne kino obagamba lwaki
mmwetwakugamba
ogenda weereza naye nga pulogulaamu yaffe
bwenaabeera
n'okola n'ekigambo ekyo
endagaano
ne batandikira okukuba
fe
mu ntandikwa batuyitako
era
muyinza obuuza lwaki amakuŋŋaaniro amanene tegatuyita
gatuyita
naye ng'enkweze ezo onaaweereza nga pulogulaamu yaffe
bwenaabeeraeto
n'enjulya na pulogulaamu
zamwenaani
gwe ne sitaani yesu
yeebazibu
katwongere wanawulire nga tukomekereza
tuli mu zaakaliya essuula esooka olunyiriri lwabiri mu olumu n'ayogera nti gano ge mayembe agasaasaanya yuda omuntu n'okuyinza n'atayinza kuyimusa mutwe gwe naye bano bazze okugasaggula
kaakati bano abalala
bo
bafubutuka okugasaggula bamalayika bana yesu
yeebazimayika
otabulako malayika abadoni
ekubulako
malayika okuteesa
n'owomuliro
tabulako naye ejjukira
bw'oba
bakuyimirira nabo
oteekwa
okuba nga oyimiridde mu kigambo kya
katonda
kubaba bajja kutuukiriza ekigambo kya
katonda
baakubanga isirayiri buli
kiseera
kankubuulire
isirayiri
ogiraba buli kiseera ayimiriranga buli kiseera neegwa
Ne yavanga nga kabaka asa ade nokuimira mazima
as they stand in truth
kwirukulana yabigudde kata akomezawo byoto byabajeja
and he stretched toward the altars of his forefathers.
And you say what is
happening? He is beating whoever is standing in Israel.
He said,
Israel repented.
And
they restore themselves to be humiliated. And
it's
2 years and they fall again. From judges, they
fell
numerous times in their lives until the end as they are falling.
Until you remember
when Jesus was born, where they never knew him. They were determined
to say that
truth has not to come in this world. Now
Uganda,
as you've been called, don't you think that they have abandoned you to speak as you want? They beat them once, prayer mountain. And they
beat
the world trumpet, they seem as if it never existed. And they beat them all. But the call of the nation was all beat down. The rest they know their own. These synagogues.
In Uganda,
if you are not on a mission of the call of the nation, you are not serving God.
They just
leave them, do what you want. The one who is on the call of the nation is the one only serving in Uganda.
Now
the rest they can leave you and you do whatever you want.
But
you arise that you fulfill the call of the nation. In Israel, people were there worshipping devils. And they were peaceful. That's where we read in Ezekiel.
And their
elders serving their own things.
And
they're even having big temples. And they use chief demons. And they chase the younger ones from the people. Praise Jesus. Now all our lives is
intertwined
with the schemes of Satan. And when we get to know them and we know where is our sword,
I don't
know the word of God, and I
have
not the spirit of God, I cannot dare stand. Why? When we claim we are children of God, let us first think angels who minister with us, they too are children of God,
and
they are led by the spirit of God.
Now,
if you two are not led by the Spirit, how are you going to minister with them? It means you must have the Spirit who leads all of you.
Who leads
the angels and you? The other,
the angels
fulfill the word of God.
It is to say
that I need two things. I
have
believed the Father is there, and I
am
in heaven. What I need is His word and His Spirit. When I am with them, I am sure the angels are going to minister with me. Now these ones, why they come to terrify these spirits?
Because
the Zacharias are determined to stand. But they spend how long? As long as they passed away. What followed, you know it. Israel was captured.
His
spirits rose from Rome and they burst in Israel itself.
And
they refused them to worship as they wanted. And they entered images in the entire Israel. Everything infiltrated into Israel. It is to say,
Uganda,
when Uganda failed to stand, every gospel from outside, it's us which
we
yet it was us who had the truth to take it to them. They beat down everything.
When
God was calling me, told me one thing, to first
cover
the schemes of Satan, we may know them. Through them is how you're going to stand in this
world.
Without knowing the schemes,
even
if you would
teach and
the entire heaven, they will forget it.
They will
beat them down to never remember heaven to speak it. Even if I would have taught you the entire heavens,
they beat you
and you forget as if you've never known heaven. The Bible says that they destroy everything. That is why we started this.
For you may begin to know the spirit of God and His works.
That the spirits can come in missions. And they connive.
And they walk as they're shouting.
Now you're going little by little.
They can come and tell you.
The spirit has come. And your drumming sounding.
It is hard to worship it.
Even when you worship day and night.
Even if you praise there, when you worship there, you can put altars of other gods there.
And you put the one of God and you say it's for an unknown God. The living God. And you begin to sing songs. The things of God are confusing. That is the altar.
And they don't study God.
Now go to where you're studying God and you see what they will tell you.
God,
the altar came back of the unknown God. And his altar, his name is written on it. It's for an unknown God.
The Bible, they tell you openly.
The Bible will make you mad. You put it aside. There is a power coming. Put it aside. Revelation, don't dare read revelations.
It will confuse you.
And that book is very confusing. It is for an unknown God. But you in worshiping.
Worship
and you feel the spirit moving. But when you look at them with their clothing, the Lord checks the heart. Those things came back a long time.
Haunt down to throw down whoever stands up.
And we never knew that we needed other angels. They will have to haunt down those spirits. Praise Jesus. If you hear that we study in the groups of angels every Sunday, and in the
journey
of heaven as we're going to start, it's not a joke on what we are on. Here you study the schemes. The other side is heaven to prepare heaven for brethren. Why does gospels come the way you see them? The journey of heaven is there, we see the schemes of Satan, and we see the journey of salvation. As we connect from Egypt to Canaan,
and from here going to heaven.
It reaches to where they are, and what they did in Canaan, and why they used to fall. It is to say, many people get saved, but they fell like 8,000 times. God said that they fell all day until they had gone to hell. Yet they were saved.
They fell all their days to have peace, and the word wasn't there.
Now, if you stand in this generation, know you're gathering from where? And you're with who? Are you with the right Jesus? Or you are not with him? For the right Jesus is of heaven. And we preach where he is. The false Christ, they are on the face of the world. For they are of this world. And you say that there is their room, which is hell. This world is like a sitting room. They play from his world. When they go in their bedroom to be beaten, that is hell. When we reach the right Christ and his church, and the false Christ and their church, but I want to tell you these words, that the truth is this: when you don't know the schemes of Satan, even if you start in heaven and we read the third heaven, you will stretch above it. You will never stand for 4 years.
If you
cannot dare stand, last time they came here when you have just begun, are 12,000 demons are upon one person's head. That what has brought us here to shut down this place. But you cannot capture us from here like that. At least leave us, go back, mobilize our colleagues. For we had known that you are in the middle of the service, we are going to begin chaos within the service. They knew. As they have been doing other places, they are going to do it here. They had come and they said, as we begin, Lord, we have mercy, we will give. And we call upon one said, and they shout, and we begin to pray. And they go on another said, and we pray for that person also. We are captured in the chair, all of them there.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
They
can bring sleep. Now you see that day. People have shouted so much and they have
prayed for
demons are crying. You have made noises there. You say, Lord, you are forward anointing upon me. This year it has moved them and they have you now. Remember, they have come from chasing
and they
say that they hear
us.
And they are seeing anointing the Peter. And Jesus told them, friends, that is not what makes you rejoice. Are your names written in the book of life?
Think
so much of the other. Of
just
the demons first abandoned, demons who trap you. Think so that you have shouted. As long as they have shouted, you're in heaven. Don't think that. They can create a situation which can divert you from the truth. Now you begin to chase. Every time you chase, you know, I am in heaven. They hear me. I backed at him, God, and he shouts, leave me alone.
The apostles
came from chasing them, Jesus told them, friends, you first ignore the word you're speaking about. Your names are they in the book of life. Let me tell you, these are schemes. The Satans. And if you don't know of them,
it's
hard to stand. Even what you know about heaven, you cannot hold it. For because you reach people, this one speaks this other, this the other, you alone in the world speak heaven, you don't understand it properly, and you say, friends, this is the anointing spreading all over everyone, and you go say, Pastor, can I need to have anointing which makes demons shout? Give me of that anointing. You do, you get and you make people shout. Now you've gotten off track. Let's finish this first and begin. Zechariah 1:21.
Bano bazze okusagula okusula amayembe g'amawanga agayimusizza agayimusizanga ejjembe lyabwe ku nsi ya Yuda okugisaasaanya.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus.
N'agamba,
and he told them,
wali bamalayika abaali bazze,
angels who had come,
fefeta nakusagula buli kafo,
terrify every place.
Omanyi kye bayita okufefeta,
you know, to mean to terrify.
Omanyi okusagula,
you know, to haunt down.
Have
you ever gone to a place and you searched it
thoroughly?
You may even dig everything away. You want to search out everything which is there.
Now they have
put a wall all over here. And you chase a rabbit.
And it enters
a bush. I know there is a wall, it can't get out. But you're searching for it in that place. Shut down the door of either
room.
And you slash thoroughly. Remember Satan.
Yahweh
can run from the angels. The world is shut and heaven is shut. Now they can haunt for him in every place. In the mountains, in the valley, on the heads of people, where they put in the goats.
There are
demons who are put in goats.
And you
find a goat home. And they tell you it's for the grandfather. Demons sit right on that house. And you find a sheep home. And it's a sheep of demons. It's right there. They can't cut it. It's for the forefathers. They sit within it. Now all those presents haunt them from there. With that they are where they find them. But you can do this.
For
we have to know the word of God. And we have the spirit of God.
For angels
are there to fulfill the word of God. And
they
are workers together with them.
To
hold the word of God.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
That
is why we are on it here. If you have something else you are on, you know that we are not on that, we are on this one. We are on the word of God and to know his spirit. To
take
through the schemes of Satan and to know our journey of salvation. You
have
something else you are on, we are not with you.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
So
now things move like that. We shall be continuing on to get to know. And to get these spirits, we will terrify
them.
Whether they are on the heads of the false
pastors
or the false prophets, we shall continue to terrify them down.
Before
we hold the word and the spirit, the Father will endorse, let it be done. Why is it like that? When God was beginning
to
create all things, he first had his word and his spirit.
But now
we expect to create this new generation, and we are in his image here. And
he
tells Moses, "I've made you God unto Pharaoh and to these people, the prophets."
To
that after he makes
you,
you to get his word and get his spirit. What he tells you, create it, you create it. Get dust,
cut
it. I want nuts to come out of them. You connect with God. He makes you and now he tells you, I've left you. You are a God unto Pharaoh. That is Satan. What I tell you to create, you create. But you must have my word which created and my spirit. You have thought, what are we on here? God is making us gods unto Satan. In making us, we must have his word.
No more your way.
And his spirit
now he
will command us to create.
What word you
there was no creation without his word. Not even his spirit.
All
things
will
be made path through the word and the spirit of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now let's get out of there.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
The
word of wisdom has been like that.
I
don't know how much you've gotten out of it.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. By name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa. We love you so much in the name of Master Jesus. We are born again, who are saved.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We thank God who makes us know. And he who teaches us to profit. Not to profit only others, but also we to be profiting out of the studying.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
want to proceed on to see the schemes of Satan
unto
God and to his church.
We
see the spirit of God and his works of righteousness.
And
the spirit of sin and his works which are unrighteous. We are about to wind it up and we go to see the right Christ and his church. False Christ and their churches. After that heading, you shall see the right gospel of the kingdom of God, which involves getting born again, getting a spiritual body taking you back to heaven, and to see the gospels of the Satan. They preach things of the world and the desires of the world. They hide and pretend to be preachers of righteousness, yet they don't go deep into righteousness. They tell you one thing, repent, repent, yet they
did
not reveal to you how, what to repent about, and it means you have not repented at all.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
when you repent, when you don't know what you're repenting about, it's as if you've not repented.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
want to proceed to see the schemes of Satan. Our master told his disciples like this.
As
we see the Spirit of God and his works, and we see right now where we are, the miracles of the Holy Spirit and the miracles of the spirit of Satan. We have been seeing it for some time. We are proceeding on to see that. Praise Jesus. We began to hint onto the kingdom of the animals. We are about now to reach on the number of this animal, the 666. When we finish these miracles, it is a covering of the miracles of Satan. To begin to be sealed with 666 without knowing.
Yes,
praise Jesus. According to what we shall hear about it. Our master told the disciples in Luke 23.
Luke 22.
Verse
28.
Our Master Jesus, when he reaches this world, he made the schemes of Satan. Praise Jesus. And he saw when you were telling him to do miracles in the wrong time. Haven't you seen it? That he can prove power. His brethren came and told him in John chapter 2 that go on this wedding, work out miracles, make a name for yourself. Those are some of the schemes. The miracles you do and you're basing on people, what they have spoken of you,
the
great man of God, they are not the miracles of God. And when Jesus meets it, he refused to go. After when he was in the council of God, and he went, and when he reaches, he hid himself, and he passed and reached the building, and he began to speak things of the kingdom of God. The mother, that's why he met him, and she told him, the wine is finished. Praise Jesus. Now she's telling him what?
A miracle
that the family will have a name.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The kingdom of God, and the miracles of the kingdom of God,
they're
not in making your own name. For they ask him, why does that child, why is he lame?
Mama, yes,
is it the father who sinned or the father? And he said, no, that came like that, that the glory of God will be manifested and will be glorified, not to raise up someone. If you see someone working miracles and they tell you in
the place,
come and see a man who works miracles,
he works
as him or the Spirit of the Lord is the one working. Listen very well.
Yes,
Jesus works the miracles of God. He tells you in Matthew 28, if I chase demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come.
Not
I, the great man of God, but the Spirit of God. I don't know if you understand well here. But today there are things when God, man of God with power, and he works miracles.
Yeah,
is he the one working? Or the Spirit of God? Or the Spirit of Satan?
Omanyiyo Satan.
You know Satan.
He
has nothing like that. As long as he remains doing his own things.
Even if he
doesn't even want to be known in people,
you
cannot be there and you say, a great man of Satan.
You
have to remain in the name of God.
You
can steal God's people.
But you know
why you say my power. You don't know what is upon me. You don't understand it. That's how it speaks.
If
you don't know it,
if
the Spirit was upon
me, they would have known
the Spirit of God upon
me.
And who works this work? We are going to start
a prayer.
And it teaches you.
Where do they
teach you the Spirit working in them?
The
Spirit working children of disobedience. How will he explain it to you?
I
tell you, calling,
call
what is upon me to clothe you.
The
ones of God are different.
Jesus
reaches that feast
in
John chapter 2. But
the
scripture waits upon to come to pass.
In
Isaiah 25, verse 6 and 7,
he said that
God on this mountain
will
make a wedding feast. Praise Jesus. And when the mom
came to
him, told him, "Woman, what do you need of me?"
And
he said, "My seasons have not reached.
Your
seasons are always due."
Satan
has never gotten out of season. He's never also in season.
He thinks
he does them as he finds.
You are order.
He's not of order.
Order.
God is the one of order.
God
don't just follow him
miracles,
and it is done.
That's
why we began in saying
that
is the Spirit of God limited?
The one who
tells us he is the one of 1 million. He never does that. Now God works in seasons and times.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Now he waits for him and he goes in his own. And he speaks with the people when he has gone. Now bring those jerrycan and those pots. You gather water within it. And he prayed for the water. After he prayed for the water, he never appeared at the wedding again. He left. And they never praised him on that wedding. That man, he has made wine here. But they say the owner of the wedding, the one who has served well. You don't see that. But when this one works, you have to come.
But
that great man of God is powerful. Jesus, when he made miracles, and he told him, never speak. People were used, they have to speak when a miracle has been done for them. And they came out and spoke. Praise Jesus.
Now,
the miracles of God and the ones of the Spirit of God,
the
ones of the Spirit of Satan. Let's move on with Luke 22.
Luka esura ya 22:29. Mbaterekera obwakabaka nga kitange bwe yanterekera nze. Mulyoke mulye era munywere ku mmeza yange mu bwakabaka bwange. Era mulitula ku ntebe y'ekitiibwa nga musalira emisango ebike 12 eby'Abayisirayiri.
Now the problem here. Others were Israelites
and them,
but they are to be judged
for
they had never believed. You have been called. What did you do not to reach heaven? There are many pastors and they never reached the kingdom. Just as the tribes of Israel here, many of them never reached the kingdom. And Revelation
7,
it shows you a little number. From the
Israel,
the few entered the kingdom. That number is in Revelations.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. That number, when we read it, there are few Israelites. Imagine from Israel. From when it was prepared.
From the Adam,
son of Adam, the second one. Or the third one.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And they
reached Abraham. And they were chosen officially. But he showed us the number in Revelation
7.
You wonder.
The
rest are in hell. And they are to be judged. That's why he told
him.
We are to be very careful.
Luke 22:31. Simoni, Simoni, laba Satani yegayiride okubawe wamwe ngengano.
Nyabagamba.
And he told them, the ones of the scheme, I see him.
Ada yagara bawe wenga.
They want to sift you.
Ngabona awe wa omuchi? Omwemba.
That you swift wheat.
Na yoro uzali hakenda funa.
But you thought it's going to get a filter. He brings the schemes. Some of the schemes which made them
arrogant.
They went and chased him and he shouted. And he shouted the demons. And they came back. Our Lord, we have chased the demons and the
heroes.
Yet he has begun on them.
Yes,
Jesus
told
them and told them, no, friend. That's not what rejoices.
We know you
have to rejoice that your names are written in the book of life. He told them, you've come to stand in truth. Satan asked, Lord, give me this people. They cannot tell me they're determined to stand on you.
See,
I have my enough schemes.
I am
going to stick for them. The schemes remain existing, friend. And when you get saved, Satan asks of you, even though he's not in heaven, the schemes remain moving on. To sift and to see that no one stands in truth, the schemes remain existing. And they arose from there. And they began to chase the demons and they shouted. And they came and told Jesus, they hear us.
Luke 22:32. Nae bomalango kuchuka onywezanga baganda bo.
Naamugamba nkusabye.
And he told him, I've prayed for you.
Na ye ekitufu choku okuwe bagenda kuwe.
But the truth is that they're going to sift you.
Na ye nkusabye.
But I've prayed for you.
Wabirewe bangali okuda.
That there will be a gap to come back.
Ne boda.
But when you come back,
onywezanga baganda.
Strengthen your brothers.
Satan yakole enkwao.
Satan made tricks and schemes there.
They
while the demons hear us, and they told him, you have been with Christ. And he said, I've not been with him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now on this, you have to be very careful. In the midst of the miracles of God, which are worked by the Spirit of God, and the miracles of Satan.
Luke 22:33.
Namgamba,
he told him, no. Now the strength.
Whether
they imprison us.
The
schemes I have, even if you swear
in your language,
if they are not know them, they will be captured by them. See how we pass it through a
car
and the
garden.
Didn't we see you with Christ?
I
don't know of that man.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When you see, be careful of that person. Don't fear him, but test what they speak. Jesus, when Satan arrived, and he said, I am going to die on the third day. Satan stood in Peter and told him, you will not die. Now when you hear, you may say, God has revealed it. And you have
part of
the mission that was sent to die for people. And
he says,
now perhaps God has cancelled it.
But he knew,
Satan
doesn't
want me to die for him. And he took him aside. Get behind me, Satan. Now Peter looked at him and wondered, are you having a problem?
Is it Satan?
I am Satan. You can meet a person and he tell you a word and you wonder. You will not die. Yet your mission is to die. You raise up that you can raise. And he said, no, you will not die. And he said, well, this is good, for he wishes me good things. But what was better? What was better for us? Jesus is to die.
For
if he never died, we would have raised up. Praise Jesus. In the miracles Jesus had come to do, the greatest miracle of all was him to die. For it was the miracle promised. Many days back when it had not come to pass, right from the creation of the world, we had waited for it for a long time.
And
when Abraham saw it, and he had come to pass, Abraham rejoiced and said, it is done. Praise Jesus.
All
as we are looking onto, and
yeah,
yes, prayed for us. The blind have walked, they have seen, the lame have walked, the dead have raised of the flesh. It wasn't the main thing. The main thing was to die and rise up again. That was the main thing.
But
the miracles he performed all. Because they don't see that as a miracle. Is it not a miracle? Do you know where we would have been if he never died?
Well,
you say you are here today, you wouldn't have been.
Even
if
they had been
the one to enter, he wouldn't have known and entered it either. No one would have entered there without the blood. Let's proceed on.
Luka esula ya biri mwebiri olunyirwa satu mwenye.
Luke 22:34.
Nagamba nti nkubulira gwe, Petero. Enkoko leero tejja kukokolima. Nga tonnanneegaana emirundi esatu nti tomanyi. Nabagamba nti bwe nabatuma nga temulinaawo nsawo. Newankubadde olukoba, newankubadde engatto. Mwaliko kye mwetaaga. Nebagamba nti nedda. Nabagamba nti naye kaakano alina ensawo agitwale n'owoolukoba bw'atyo naye atalina kitala atunde olugoye lwe akigule.
And he said, now the man has declared a war. Let us get our pangas and walk with them.
Then Peter
immediately bought his panga. And he moved with it. As the man attacked him on the mountain, he brought out the panga, cut off the hair. Yet he had told them that I'm
sending
you the word of God in you. My words are refused to
send
you.
But
it's the moment everyone will do possible that they get the word in them.
But
when you look at Hebrews 4:12,
it says
that the word of God is a double-edged sword, and it is living.
Yesu
praise Jesus. They needed to do everything possible. Get within them the words of Christ. Why he tells them, I had much to tell you, but
there's
no space where you're going to put them.
Yali abagakale mukole kitoka mukunewo ebanga muteke ekigambo.
Get a space where you put the word.
Tuli mu Luka esule ya 22 olunyiriri olwasatu mu omusanvu.
Luke 22:37.
Kubanga mbagamba nti kino ekyawandiikibwa kigwanidde okutuukirizibwa ku nze nti yabalirwa wamu n'abaasobya. Kubanga ekigwanira kirina okutuukirira. Ne bagamba nti Mukama waffe raba. Ebitala bibiri bibino.
Ne bamugamba tulinawo bibiri.
Totally, we have already two swords with us.
Kati sitani kyakola.
Now Satan what he did.
Yayita mubali na deni.
He passed the other that went there.
Tugenda fekutansa.
We are going to save you.
Mwene jambia.
We have two pangas here which can cut people.
Tuli mu Luka esule ya 22 olunyiriri lw'8.
Luke 22:38.
N'abagamba nti bino amala.
N'abagamba bino amala.
He told them they are enough.
Kati Yesu mubuuze ki kyagamba.
Now ask Jesus what is he saying.
Yagenda okulaba ne bwana abanyonyola.
So that even if he explains to them.
Ekitala kyabadde abagamba.
The sword has been telling
them. They are
far from understanding what he has been meaning.
Luka esule ya 22:39. N'afuluma n'agenda ku lusozi olwa Zeyituuni ng'empisa ye bwe yali, n'abayigirizwa be nabo ne bamugoberera. Awo bwe yatuuka mu kifo awo n'abagamba nti musabe muleme okuyingira mu kukemebwa. Ye n'abaawukanako ebbanga ng'awakasuukirirwa ejjinja.
Yesu yebaza.
Praise Jesus.
Okukemebwa.
The temptations.
That we think with Satan,
are the ones who call the schemes of Satan, which are moving on. And these ones who see them. The
false
miracles alone can also tempt you to leave Christ. And you see they are falling like rain. And see them tempt you using the false miracles. The schemes of Satan are very broad.
Ekirungi bw'ofuna ezitandikirwako osobola okukebera
ezisigadde.
Tuli mu Luka esula ya 22 olunyiriri lwa 41. Ye n'abaawukanako ebbanga ng'awakasukirwa ejjinja n'afukamira n'asaba ng'agamba nti kitange bw'oyagala nzigyako ekikompe kino naye singa nze bwe njagala naye ky'oyagala ggwe kikolebwe. Malaika n'amulabikira ng'ava mu ggulu ng'amuzzaamu amaanyi n'afuba ng'alumwa ne yeeyongera okusaba ennyo entuuyo ze ne zibanga amatondo g'omusaayi nga gatonnya wansi. Bwe yagolokoka mu kusaba n'ajja eri abayigirizwa be n'abasanga nga beebasa olw'ennaku. N'abagamba nti ekibeebasizza ki? Mugolokoke musabe muleme okuyingira mu kukemebwa.
Okukemebwa zenko yabagamba zibali kumpi awo. Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Kati oyinza okwebuuza ennyo
n'ogamba.
Naye lwaki tusoma enkwezi?
Why do we study these schemes?
Yafuba ng'okubalabula n'akoma
okuwukula.
Bannange ng'omusajja wuuyo agenda kujja abakemerewa.
Tuli mu Luka esula ya 22 olunyiriri lwa 47. Yali akyayogera laba ekibiina n'oyo ayitibwa Yuda omu ku abo 12 ng'abakulembedde n'asemberera Yesu okumunywegera. Naye Yesu n'amugamba nti, Yuda, omwana w'omuntu omulyamu olukwe ng'omunywegera? Nabo be yali nabo bwe baalaba ekigenda okubaawo ne bagamba nti, Mukama waffe, tuteme n'ebitala.
Biri bye bazze nabyo ebibiri.
They said, Lord, you command us to strike these ones with the swords. And Satan was right beside them. For now, if they had begun this war, cutting with the sword, what would have followed was worse.
bandi bawalanye nnyo
n'amazima
tegandi genzi
mumaasokati
katonda ayinza okugamba omusumba gundi ali ebisiya
gwe
n'ogolokoka
n'ekitala
kyo
nga
kisoboka mu kamwa
n'ogenda
mu kuŋŋaano lye
musumba
gwe
oli ebisiyaga
n'oluggulawo bakuba
emiggo
tebibeera bwebibyo bwakulabula mugambe
mukamawagamba
anaabalabiranga ku bibala nsomese ebibala
byaebikolwa
byaoyita mu
byawandikaenda
ensomesa
ensi
nti bwolaba omusumba fana
bwaokutunira
ku kyawandikwa
bwekyo
ng'omanyi oyo ali ebisiya awo nja kulwana olwane
nga
tebategeera ki
ekigenda mumaasi
omanyi lwaki wendi yengeri eyo bikkula wali ebibala by'omwoyo gwa sitaani
ate buli
alina omwoyo gwa sitaani akeberebwa mangu ddala
n'alabibwa ate
n'osigala nga naye mwoli mu
nsi
nga togudde olutalo lwa
mubiri
kuba kati oli ayinza okujja n'agamba kati ŋŋambe bagamba era gwe abalukano bamanyirawo ekitegeeza yemmwe mututawaanya
atugaba
muntu najja ano n'atandika okukaayana omanyirawo yoono okaayana ku kiggwata
kiriimu
kwekukuuma emirembe era bayibuli egamba eyo enjiri
ey'emirembe
njiri esigala eriyo erina beesala ku
sayidi
kitala kyabwogi bubi kibaako be kitereeza obutereeza ne bekisaliramu ddala
wakati
yesu yeebazibwa
osobola
okubeera n'enjiri
y'enjiri
y'obwakabaka bwa katonda eba ya mirembe ne bweba erina beerenya esigala ya mirembe
eyo
yesu yeebazibwa sikukanuka maaso nti awo oyogedde nnyo
n'amaanyi
omatiza sitaani akubidde mu kwe
n'agamba
genda oyimire wali obagambe bali
ebisiyaga
tolikyusa muntu
n'omu
era toliwangula
kyovula
abaavaayo buvi ne basongamu
olugalo
ono abirya
naye
ali ebisiyaga bonna aba basirisizaawo ate n'abantu bagamba olabika olina
gwewalanabaali
batuufu abaali boogera nti bali bali
ebisinaye
sitaani yakozesa enkwe n'abakuba bye baali bakoze byamaliza tebirina
makulu
yesu yeebazibwe
taaba
oluganda tugezeeko okuyiga enkoza
sitaani
tweyongera okumanya ebyamagero bya katonda
byoba
omwoyo wa katonda
okubyawukanyiza
ddala ku mwoyo gwa
sitaani
era mu ebyo mwe tulabira ddala osiŋŋaana bali bagoba emizimu bagisindika mu ddungu ne mu nnyanja
naye
ng'ennyanja kyekifo yennyini
gyegibeerera ddala
ani yali asindiseeko mu nyanja
egye
mubadde mutera
osabiraoba
eyali awuliddeko
ng'abantu
basindika mu
nyanja
tukusindika mu nnyanja ne mu nsenyi enkabu naye yesu yagamba gituukeyo ne gikomawo ekifo kiri kimu wegitya bunnya
butakoma
yesu yeebazibwa
tegwe
oyinza okulaba nga bali bagoba
kireekaana naye
nga bagisindika mu maka
gaazo
awali ekitebe ekikulu wekisinzira okulumba
abantu
ebyamagero olina
obyegendereza
yesu yeebazibwa
ka
tulabeko wano mu Matayo esuula y'omunaana olunyo lw'abirimu omunaana
Matayo esuula y'omunaana olunyiri lw'abirimu omunaana naye bwe yatuuka emitala w'eri mu nsi ey'abagaladeeni ne bamusisinkana abantu babiri abaaliko dayimooni nga bava mu ntaana nga bakambwe nnyo nga tewali na muntu ayinza okuyita mu kkubo eryo laba ne boogerera waggulu nga ne bagamba nti Otuvunana ki omwana wa Katonda?
Mbali bamumanyi nako.
They knew him.
Omwana wa Katonda.
You son of God.
Otuvunana ki?
What do you accuse us of?
Ojijukira nabyo kwa batume.
You remember in Acts?
Yagamba Yesu tumumanyi ne
Paulo. We know Jesus and we know Paul.
Mwebani.
Who are you?
Ono bali bo bamumanyi.
This one they knew him.
Nti mwana wa Katonda.
That is the son of God.
Atali ko moyo wa Katonda.
And the spirit of God is upon him.
Kubanga atali na moyo wa Katonda.
For without the spirit of God.
Nasobola kubera mwana wa Katonda.
No one can be a child of God.
Jukira Barumi.
Remember Romans 8:14 says.
Abalunga mizo moyo wa Katonda.
They were led by the spirit of God.
Abibana ba Katonda.
They are the children of God.
That is Satan.
Now Satan.
Amanyi burungi.
He knows very well.
Bani abana ba Katonda.
Who are the sons of God?
Era kya wadunga akimanyi.
And he knows.
Nzawo sinza kenda kubanga waliya bana ba Katonda.
They are for their sons of God there.
Sitani ekimulumbisa amakungu
most of them he knows they are not sons of God. But the last war
ended
when he shouldn't be in the children of God.
Bible
says in Job chapter 1 verse 6 downwards that when the sons of God gathered, Satan who came in the midst of them.
Job also
spoke the same thing.
But
the which began in Zechariah 3, and the angels got the boldness to fight him, and they said God rebuke him, and they knew that they would chase him out. Praise Jesus. And Gabriel told him, God who chose Jerusalem, let him rebuke you. The war had begun to happen in them.
And
in the days of Moses, angel Michael quarreled with Satan and Satan wanted the body of Moses, and he uses him what he wanted, just as we had before.
And
there are others who use the bodies and they go to get anointing from them. Praise Jesus. Now what happened is this, brethren, that Satan knows the sons of God who they are. When the kingdom of God it has come, that is the Holy Spirit and power and authority and the salvation of our God and His Son, and they chased Satan from heaven. Now Satan knows very well that if the sons of God can have the Spirit, I cannot then them and trouble them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And when you see
people shouting in a place, most of the people are not sons of God in that place. If they say son of God, that is shouting in them from the last war which was within heaven. The sons of God, the angels, when they chased him from
above,
in the children of God here, Bible shows in Matthew 10 that
God
gave an authority on demons, and it comes that it was wild
here,
and in us it can't be within us,
but
that authority given us, it is the Holy Spirit himself. John 1 says they believed him,
gave
them the right to become children of God.
Romans
8:14 says they who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God.
And you get to
know the authority given us.
That
the authority which was given angels, and it
meant
that the children of God, they must serve with the angels, for they too are children of God. When you go and you are
talking about
God, Satan, it is hard to pass.
That
is why he sees Jesus. And he says, son of man, what do you need of us?
Matthew 8:29.
You
have come to torture us here before our time.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's read the English version at first.
Matthew 8:29. And suddenly they cried out, saying, What have we to do with you, Jesus, you Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Oyagala kututeeka mu bulumi saawa zino.
Torture us in pain right now. Before the appointed time.
Bamanyi obulumi gye bubeera.
They know where the pain is.
Bible
says in hell that's where you can they mash your teeth in the bottomless pit. And they say you've come to cast us in the bottomless pit before the appointed time. If you don't get careful, if you're chasing Satan, you can even give you a place where you can send him. And even tells you before his appointed time. And
this
is if you are not rich to go to hell, you cannot send us there.
But
you too, if you don't know,
you
they are the ones who calculate seasons and times for you.
Matthew 8:13. Daimoni nezimwegayirira negigamba nti bono tugoba tusindike mu kisibo kyembizi najigamba nti mugende nejibavaako nejigenda mu mbizi kale laba ekisibo kyonna nekifubutuka nekiserengeta ku mbagabaga mu nnyanja nezifiira mu mazzi
zaali zaagala kuddayo waazi.
They wanted to go back to their home.
Naziyita ku nnyanja
the same sea.
Kati gwe sindika nnyo mu nnyanja.
Now you send them into the waters.
They
were escaping. In the pigs, we run out of them. And we fall into the water and we go back home.
Matthew 8:33. Ne bababuulira byonna n'ebigambo byababaddeko dayimooni. Laba ekyalo kyonna ne kijja okusisinkana Yesu. Bwe baamulaba ne bamwegayirira okuva mu nsalo zaabwe.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Tulekere emizimu gyaffe.
Leave us our demons.
Kati gwagala nnyo okusindika mu nnyanja ne mu nsonyi enkalu. Eyo yeewaabwe kati amunja
butakoma.
And
that's why we send them there. And we use the angel of the chains.
Revelation
20 is the one who bound Satan.
Even
these all his ministers, we are supposed to handle them the same way.
Yes,
we
have a
praise Jesus.
Now
when he lead them to the sea,
Ezekiel 27
will show you some things. Let's read briefly Ezekiel 27.
Ezekiel esura ya 27 olunye yolusoka ekigambo kya Mukama ne kinjigira nate nga kyogera nti nawe omwana w'omuntu tanula okukungubagira Tuulo ogambe Tuulo nti ayigwe atuula awayingirirwa mu nnyanja omusuubuzo w'amawanga eri ebizinga ebingi bw'ati bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda nti gwe ayi Tuulo oyogedde nti nze natuukirira mu bulungi ensalo zo ziri mu mutima gw'ennyanja abazimbi bo baatuukiriza obulungi bwo
eri mu nnyanja eri ekuŋŋaano ly'emizimu bamalayika bano abaagwa era bawulira abasumba abagenda mu nnyanja kye babagenza okunona ne bannabbi abo bakkayo ne basisinkana
eyoyoyeri and they bring them in their synagogues, in their churches. And they
plant
them on the doorposts to their synagogues.
Ezekiel
chapter 8. And they begin to make money with them.
You
see, you prayed a little and you began to fall down. They are manifesting power.
When
you
gather
the tithe and offering, you bring and you give it. And you begin to support unrighteousness. The Lord says, He will punish such people. Even the one who support their works.
Now
you may have supported those works. In ignorance, but ignorance cannot cause you to be guilty.
Mubalumi esule yesoka.
For when he speaks in Romans
1, he says he's not going
to only punish the workers of
righteousness,
but they will support unrighteousness.
Isaiah 29
says,
and
they will watch over unrighteousness,
they
will be destroyed.
But
when you go
into
those prophets, those pastors, those apostles who are false and they are religious people who never speak truth, religion never have it at all. For you shouldn't speak such
a
thing. Speak from the foundation of what your forefathers, what they planted.
Now,
if you don't get out of religion, when you will have truth, all those are to be punished.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Matthew
9.
Verse 18. Bwe yali ng'akyabagamba ebigambo ebyo, ne wajja omwami omu, n'amusinza ng'agamba nti, muwala wange kaakano afudde, naye jjangu omuteekeko omukono anaalamuka. Yesu n'agolokoka n'amugoberera n'abayigirizwa be. Awo omukazi eyali alwalidde ekikulukuto ky'omusaayi emyaka 12. Najja ennyuma we, n'akoma ku lukugiro lw'ekyambalo kye. Kubanga yayogera mu mwoyo gwe nti bwe nnaakoma obukomi ku kyambalo kye nnaawona. Naye Yesu bwe yakyuka n'amulaba, n'agamba nti omwana wange, guma omwoyo.
Bwe yakyuka yamugamba omwana wange, guma omwoyo. Bw'oba oyagala okukebera abaliko omwoyo gwa
Sitaani,
takukkiriza mukwatako.
They cannot accept you to touch them.
And when you
touch them, they
are so much. Don't
touch on the Holy One.
We should
have the service, but they shouldn't touch him.
He's
very holy.
Where
he passes, you have to put red carpets. And you clap your hands.
But
Jesus is touched. And he says, daughter, take heart.
His
faith, where have you got it from? Even though God is holy,
yes, we have
praise Jesus.
He
never chases who want to be cleansed. He rather chases them who don't want to get righteousness. But they will need righteousness.
If
you touch him and you have not been holy. One of the churches you will see, which has miracles, but they refuse to have gone in periods on the pulpits.
You
know you are in a very wrong place. You go there.
And
you go on the pulpit of that man.
And
you just step on
it.
He will chase you from there.
There is
another one in Buya, in Mokono. Even the city they're there. And the miracles are flowing.
If you dare
go in and you're in your period as a woman, you can't step on the pulpits. They are not touched on that they are holy. Let's proceed on as you hear. Matthew 9:22.
Omukazi n'awona okuva mu kiseera ekyo.
From that moment,
omukazi n'awona.
The woman was healed.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
imagine,
the
miracles of Satan are like this.
They
work, they make programs for them.
And
you have to go in the room of that man. They put a banner and an inscription upon you.
Or
you make a program with them. Not meeting you on the way. And you are healed.
And
we are not in that program.
But
the miracles of God, they remain in the program of God. And he knows the one is going to heal. Where they are
If
we need to find them in the way they can be healed. Now this day, the miracles of Satan, if you have not reached his office, or on his podium, or in the synagogue, you can't be healed. Or you get an attachment.
Turn
on the television as I pray. You must have an attachment, something connecting you to him. Touch on that radio.
Bible
speaks in Hebrews
4:13.
Unto him we bring our words. All things are laid bare before him. If you want to give, even if you have no attachment, but
a
prophet is on a television,
I say,
come tomorrow and see me, and you
know.
You must first consult the demons, the ones they are going to heal. When you reach there, they put an inscription upon you. This one is from this place, their grandfather is one, and they have this sickness. You go ask. There are many lame people on Kampala streets, others in the village. Have you ever seen any of these prophets passing and healing them like that?
Yes,
please, you have to open your eyes. The Spirit of God loves his people. You cannot lie to me, you have him.
And
they are not the way once on the streets. Another is in Mulago. He has raised how many?
You
speak ever since we
began.
God has never allowed anyone in Mulago to go and raise them. Let me tell you one thing. They are made by the Spirit of God.
The Spirit
of God works with the angels of God, involving the angel of death and hell.
And it's free
to call any spirit which has been captured by the angel of death. Now the problem of Satan is
you
cannot get the spirit from the angel of death that to be brought back in the body. But what they do, you make drama and you imprison a spirit from somewhere for 3 days. I don't know if you have seen that. They can capture someone's spirit for 3 days. That is the three. If it exceeds the angel of death will look for it. And they can do it and they raise someone that they died and they raised him. That's why the testimonies you have of people that have gone to heaven for their 3 days testimonies. They died 3 days.
They had
captured the spirit from somewhere. That is drama. You hear the heaven they have come from, and they say they passed a rope and they have their luggages. When the Bible says in Luke 16:19-25,
Lazarus
was given the hand of the angels. He never passed a rope. Ever since I've read this Bible, I have not seen any prophet or an apostle who passes a rope going to heaven. And the Spirit lifts me, and you feel the Spirit lifts me, and the angel of the Lord meets me. But you are on the rope, carefully passing it. You are going to heaven.
3 days
they can capture someone's spirit.
If
they go beyond
that,
the angel of death will look for you wherever you are. Now they make drama they are going to raise, yet they had captured that spirit.
You
joke with the schemes of Satan. And the spirits got to show you where they have captured, and they say they're going to leave you in 3 days. And they do it and they say,
well,
this Lord is beyond.
For
I told you,
Not
everyone working miracles are the ones going to heaven. And whoever speaks, many will come and raise the dead. We chase even demons. If
you
think they're raised by me, they captured them 3 days, they brought them back. And they
make
money, pastor raised the human being.
And if
you tell them to pass, Mulago to raise.
Program,
what is he going to do about it?
What do you want to Uganda?
There is the pastor in Uganda. He has his own pulpit. There is a mat. He tells you, you want to meet God, you sleep on that mat.
And
if you there sleep there, you can sleep. Even if they cane you, you cannot feel anything.
He's
in Kalere.
They're
the ones who made an operation that the church gets out of the papyrus. Yet they are rather corrupting it more. You sleep even if they beat you, can't wake up. Now, as you get out of there, what you have been seeing, the spirit is there when it has been captured. We began from the one of South Africa.
He
gets the
demon,
and he makes his hell, and it's there. Let me now take you to hell. And he takes you. And they shout, it's burning so much.
Now
let me shift you to heaven. And he reaches you heaven. And
you
see Peter when he's a young, short guy. Magic and witchcraft in this world. People have brought witchcraft in the Church of Christ, but war unto them this time.
Therefore,
you have to be very careful in the things done in church.
They are
in religions.
That's
where they began.
And
they came into the Church of Christ of salvation, reaching to what we are on. That the prophet who passed the city and who ill anyone is supposed to
heal.
On the program of his demon which is upon his head.
They
have to fast sacrifice to them to do miracles. They have to fast so much. They have to sacrifice involving even human blood to be able to work miracles.
Now,
like the Spirit of God is not sure. For him, whoever wants to heal, he heals.
Now,
he had gone to the young child. But he has spent another one, the way who needs immediate healing. And he said, let me first work on this one, then we proceed on. But here, the miracles of Satan, they have to put them in the line. According to the inscriptions on them, and even give them codes. You call his name 3 times.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus. And you fall down.
So
you read the scripture.
Yes,
the scripture was prepared with the demon. When he finishes it, you're down. And he says, you see how the scripture is powerful. Let's proceed on.
Matthew 9:23. Nagamba nti muveo kubanga omuwala tafudde yebase bwebase.
Yebase.
She's asleep.
Mugwa kabaka bwa Katonda.
In the kingdom of God.
Kyobo soko okumanya.
What you have to fast now.
Omuntu kwogendo zukiza aliruddawo.
The person you're going to raise, where is that person?
Afudde oba yebase.
Are they dead or they are asleep?
Kubanga afudde yagenze mu.
But the one who is dead is the one who has reached hell. But the one asleep,
their
body is asleep, but they have gone to Jerusalem.
Now,
Jesus spoke with the angel of death. You leave that one, bring them back. Don't hand them into the hands of the Michaels. For the Michaels are the one who take people to heaven. If he gives the one to hell, even if you pray here, they don't come back.
era abantu abazuukizibwa mu bwakabaka bwa
katondabatekukuba
badde bagenda
muokugeza
nga
balaas
kati kyovula ebyokuzuukiza
byaggwawonaye
twala bikola byabatume batambula bakola nga yesu bwe yakola bano bakolanga
nibamala
ne bakusomera
tuli
ku musingi gw'abatume ne
bannabbi
bw'okebera bannabbi bye bakola n'abatume
bano
si bye bakola
tuli mu Matayo essula ey'omwenda olunyiriri olw'abiri mu ennya n'abagamba nti muveewo kubanga omwana tafudde yeebase bwe basi ne bamusekerera nnyo
ne baseka ne bagamba naye
banaetulabanga
kuba akataalaomuntu wamaze okulabika
ngaapagwatogamba
yesu kyeyali
akolakyali
mu kumanya
era
kyeyali ayogera nti
yeebase
naye omwoyo guli eri gutandaba waliwo
n'abagulina kati
tuba mu mbeera
ey'okukola
n'omwoyo mu
kutegeera
saawa tali kumanya
not out of marriage
yesu
yeebasibwe
era okuzuukiza mukama agamba oyo kati
muzuukeera
yogera bwoti ne bwoti nite malayika gondi omugamba akuwa omwoyo
gweebintu
by'obwagabaka
kankubuulisi
byakukuba na saddaaka zo
biri
mu kuteesa kwa katonda
tuli Matayo essula
ey'omwenda olunyi olw'25 naye ekibiina bwe kyamala okugobebwawo n'ayingira n'amukwata ku mukono omuwala n'agolokoka
kazi amukwata ku mukono
eri
bamulayika ne bagamba
gwe
mukama
tunaomwoyo
oba ogwagala
tutuguzi
naye wano omusumba
nabbi
oyo n'asiibisa abantu twagala kukola byamagero
musiireobeewa
amaanyi agatambula atimbulira yesu wa waasiibisa abantu amaanyi
gamugjeko
baali batume be yali ayingiza mu kino naye mwe babasiibisa
kumbe
emyoyo giri giri kummwe
muginuolwo
nno giryoke gimuwa amaanyi ebyamagero ku ssande
bitambulesobola
tebakoma
kusiiba
kuba mu kaseera ako mukwamu
amaanyi
mununibwamu omusaayi
ne
musiiwuuka kati olwenkya n'ajjanga
emyoyo gikuseakola mukozamwenaye
mugweri enkya wajja n'agamba leero
amafuta
tegatambule
naye
tuyingire mu kisiiba waliwo amafuta
agamapya
mwe bambi nga temulina
kyekumanyi
omwalabanga
bwemusiiba nga gatambula when you don't fast it doesn't move when you fast the anointing moves what is happening
the
has no program moving without us fasting
or
when we
was creating
we fasted then he got the power to create heaven and earth
wasooka siiba
omwoyo
n'afuna
amaanyin'atonda
eggulu n'ensi bane kulabe omwoyo wa
katonda
era bayibuli yeegamba
mubakolisa
ekisooka essuula ey'okubiri nti bwe tumala okuweebwa omwoyo wa
katonda ne
tukwasaganya by'omwoyo
n'ebyomwoyo
ne tutegeera katonda by'atuwa obuwa mu mwoyo wa
katonda
ebintu abikola awatali
saddaaka naye
mwasiibanga nga n'alya emmere nungi
tatutanyirira
ovulabe mwafuba nnyo n'okwesiiga ebintu ku mimwa munyirireko
makeup.
Ne musiga na maso.
And we've been painted the eyes.
Nenge liso lyo siga li kutte mu.
Are you painted as this half figure? It has been disfigured.
Mwaka diranga ku myaka abi.
Got aged at 20 years, most of the women.
Abasajja abasingana.
Most of the men.
Yo warata nga biba kutusemana.
And even the ball head have cut on them.
And
all the bodies are on their and they are exposed.
Yet it's
in the joy of the Lord.
Matthew 9:26. Naye Yesu bwe yavaayo abazibe b'amaaso babiri ne bamugoberera nga boogerera waggulu nga bagamba nti tusaasire gwe omwana wa Dawudi.
Waliyo kati ani atambula mu kkubo
muno? Now who is moving in this way?
Abazibe b'amaaso ne babikkulibwa omwoyo omutukuvu.
Man, follow him or heal you.
What do we just
there is the problem.
These
are the churches of these people.
I told you Ezekiel
8. They are doorposts. They can't work from other places.
And
where they are going to work from?
They go
and they pitch camp to pray for the place. And they plant the demons there. And they announce on radio for a week.
Or
for a month and they are preparing. You see, in the village where there is a child who has gotten mad. There is someone who has gotten paralyzed. They are going to prepare a crusade there. Yet they have
detected
them. They have said on that village, choose someone you want. Now this one comes at the pulpit. Wait for us to be healed, come on the pulpit. The one who cannot be healed, Bible says that when the apostles
preached,
people got healed where they were. Bring them on the pulpit. Yet they had planted the demons in the pulpit. There are others who pass with them in their jackets. They just wave a jacket and the demon throw you far.
Matthew 9:28. Yesu n'abagamba nti mukkiriza nga nnyinza okukola kino. Ne bamugamba nti weewaawo mukama waffe. N'alyoka akoma ku maaso gaabwe ng'agamba nti nga bwe mukkiriza kibeere gye muli bwe kityo. Amaaso gaabwe ne gazibuka. Yesu n'abakuutira ng'agamba nti mulabe tewaba muntu amanya.
Wuliriza.
No, hear this.
Musajja akola ebyamagero naye ayagala
bamumanye. He doesn't want to be known.
Ayagala abantu bamanye bwa Kabaka.
People to know the kingdom.
Naye ono.
But this one.
Immediately
you testify you've been healed. They don't come back
tomorrow.
Whether they got healed or no. There are people I know. And they were shown that they got healed. Yet they resumed to be sick. There is even one who told his son, my son, you took me to that prophet.
But
what I saw, if I'm to tell it to you, if I don't get well, it will be like that, I will never speak it. It passed 1 week
and
it took when he couldn't walk and the back had been paralyzed, but now he came out when he was walking. When he reached home, he got paralyzed again. And the demons that
replied
to
you,
and you feel that you are well, and
you feel
that you are
well,
and they put on the Easter, people shout. Yet the demon has stood in their back. If you're going to be healed, you know you must have had a demon which made you sick. Now they have captured
you.
When they enter you another, you can't get healed. If it was what and made you sick, they take it from you and remain with it, and they tell you remain sowing, for you have got it through sowing. If you don't sow again, they leave it to come back to you. Now you was gone with nothing, and it has been a sickness. They put rather a demon in you, and you feel you're strong and well. And even thank Jesus for healing.
And
you run within their
circle,
and they are capturing you. They don't miss that clip. But when you tell them to capture the things of heaven to show to people, don't bring those things here.
Tuli mu Matayo esula ey'omwenda olunyo lw'abiri mu omwenda.
Matthew 9:29.
N'alyoka akuma ku maaso gaabwe ng'agamba nti nga bwe mukkiriza kibeere gye muli bwe kityo. Amaaso gaabwe ne gazibuka. Yesu n'abakuutira ng'agamba nti mulabe tewaba muntu amanya. Ne bafuluma ne babunya ebigambo bye mu nsi eri eyo yonna.
Ate bwe baasigala boogera.
They remained speaking.
Kankubule ne bw'oteeteeka
ku TV. Let me tell you, even if you don't put yourself on television. Now what surprises me?
Okumala ebyamagero bino bya basitaani.
To prove that these miracles of Satan.
Tebalagangayo ku njiri ya bwakabaka bwa
muntu. They have never shown the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
Era ebyamagero TV zaabwe.
Their televisions.
Kubeerako ebyo n'atambuza
omulimu. It imposed and made the lame walk. Even the programs of studying demons, they are the ones on the televisions. Fucking drama and stretching like a frog. They
laugh.
The ones who are shown, they are blinded, they can't know what is happening.
Matthew 9:32. Awo bwe bali bafuluma ne bamuletera kasiru. Ngaliko diamond.
Imagine he's not made a program with them. They never called him. But they have come. They want healing. Pastor, they will ask you, have you made a program with the pastor? Remember, he has to first make others aware of that program. He's with his demons. Which work the miracles we are studying about. Now you have come without program. Did you make a program with the pastor? They asked you. Now make a program, you come back. Did the prophet tell you to come back in the office? Did the man of God speak with you? These are full of pride. Clothing demons upon their heads. Matthew 9:33.
Nagoba diamond. Kasiru nayogera.
Nagoba omuzimu
wao. Just another demon. The one working wherever we work.
Tuvula Bible
kugambye. Will it be spoken that the spirit of the Lord is limited?
Osobola muri mitinga akole ko
no yali mukola. Work on this one and not work on the other.
Kama yogedde nange
mukiro. God spoke with me in the night.
Abasajja 10 wano.
10 men here.
Abanya sente
bulizi. Work this kind of money. You are going to be healed.
Obato zileka mitwe.
Hem kama gambe zile. But God says bring the money.
Mukama John.
What kind of
money? Nanga sira kugwa gama ni gambe
de ole taka kati. This was telling them go back bring a million shilling. Have you seen anyone told go back and bring money? You shouldn't come in the house of God empty-handed. You find the prophet tells you, tomorrow you're going to be healed. But come with a bag of a sandbag. And you shouldn't come with a physical bag of sand. You have to calculate the money equivalent to it. Bring the money. Bring like 10 bags of cement. And you put them in an envelope. You're going to build the house of God. They don't even know who is the house of God. It is that person who has come.
What
they have no even understanding in it.
Matayo sura y'omwenda olunyiriri olwa
Matthew 9:33.
Ebibiina nebyewuunya nebigamba nti edda nedda tewalabikanga bwe kiti mu Isirayiri.
Bino bipya emponya eno.
Kind of healing is new.
Kind
of healing we've never had in Israel.
Ebaddemo okuba n'omusawo wa Semini.
Involved bringing sandbags.
Ebaddemo obutajjana nga nnyumba ya Mukama angaluza.
Not come in the house of God.
Ate ebaddemo okukola
program
n'ennabbi.
Niye
n'osingana obusingana omusajja n'akuwonya n'odda
ewaka. A man that heals you, you go back home.
Takugambye nti mpa n'essaddaaka.
Told you that bring a sacrifice.
Sakoze naye
program. I never made a program.
Bakubagulizaako n'omusajja wuli ali wali.
They just told us that the man makes miracles out there. And even told
them,
way is not a usual way in Israel.
The
ones which have been happening have been
different.
These ways which have been, how come this one is good? You too, you say like that.
This
way is where did they cease to be? Every person with the kind of money, if they have not inscribed the script upon you, you bring bags of sand. Or you bring a white handkerchief. You buy a candle or something. Another find them, they put a pole on their podiums. It's baptizing. Yet the spirit of Satan moves right from there. But there's no spirit residing, or God residing in a pool like that. Men got spoiled. They followed the religions of their forefathers. They work their streams in a bucket.
Yeah.
For that is how they began. They began putting pools there.
After
they say that is wasting our time. Now they bring water in a small
bucket.
In the, I don't know. And they inscribe it upon your forehead. And they left the right baptism, which means the streams of living waters flowing in the Holy Spirit. Now how can the Spirit flow in a pool? These are old men. And when you see them, you may think that they are your spiritual fathers. All of them, as you see them, they who have laid in the
place,
all of them are old with big pot bellies. Others have slept so much by fasting with demons. They were too big. Others were finishing, they are very slim. They grow big and they give you their jacket to put it on. You require three people to fit in it. Let's proceed on. Matthew 9:34.
Naye abafalisaayo ne bagamba nti agoba dayimooni ku bwa mukulu wa dayimooni.
And the Pharisees say, no, don't praise this man. He's using the senior demons. He
had
told them that your children are the one doing that, using them.
But
their children were using
the
The way was like that.
It
wasn't like for Jesus. Ask them anything to heal them. The others were using senior demons. And he told them, your children will be witnesses over you. And he used to chase them with senior demons. For the Holy Spirit are very different. Matthew 9:35.
Yesu n'ayitaayita mu bibuga byonna n'embuga zonna ng'ayigiriza mu makuŋŋaaniro gaabwe.
N'ayingiranga mu makuŋŋaaniro gaabwe.
They are synagogues.
Bo baali olwedde balina amakuŋŋaaniro.
They already had synagogues, but what they are doing within them was different. Just as they have them today. But we pass through them right from 2014.
nga tugezaako okuyigiriza
makuŋŋaaniro gaffe
era n'abalala
baatuggaliranga
amakuŋŋaaniro baba bagalina sebo nga n'abantu bagendayo nga sebo nabo bagoba
n'okugoba
bakola ebyamagero naye nga bikozesa
mulimu gwa Setaani.
Matayo 9 esula ya 35 ng'abuulira enjiri y'obwakabaka
yali abuulira enjiri y'obwakabaka
yali atunuulidde
ebyamagero yali mmere
y'abaanawabula
bano bwobala abatambula
babuulira
baguba ku biseera eri buli
wantu
naye boogera ebintu
by'ensetebalina
bwakabaka bwakatonda
mukamwagaa
yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
So okukakasibwa
now to be proven
ebikolwa by'omwoyo
that the works of the spirit
owa katonda
of God
yawukanira ddala n'ebikolwa by'omwoyo ogwa
Setaani
ketuba twagala okweyongera okubimanyira
that's why we want to continue to know them
osobole okwawula
that we may separate
aweereza katonda
atamuweereza
omutukuvu
the righteous
n'atali mutukuvu
and the unrighteous
katonda
the one is God
n'atali katonda
and the one is not God
yetugenda mu maaso n'okwetegereza
that's what we continue to see.
Atugeneko Mika tulabe.
Let's go to Mika.
Isule ne yokubiri.
Mika chapter 2.
Ibulo mukaga.
Verse 6.
Mika esule yokubiri olunyolo mukaga. Temulagulanga bweba tyobebalagula. Tebaliragulira abo. Ebivume tebirigibwawo. Tekiryogerwa gwe enyumba ya Yakobo. Nti omwoyo wa Mukama afunze
nti oyinza okulimitinga omwoyo wa Mukama
limit the spirit of the Lord
n'omugamba
and you tell him
Yakobo nabo
obukadde heal the ones of millions
zuki zono gwe tuwandiseko ekipande
inscribe the ban upon
wabage n'osula agamba
bwati they are going to heal you make a line like this and he makes a rich is beginning to
agenda kukola byamagero n'atandika okusuula bali emizimu gye giba gyamuwadde
puroguramu
tosobola kutunza mwoyo wa mukama
gwawonye
gwe muleese
katuli
wadembe okuyita mu
kibiina nawe
naye bamala okubasuula
ebikwebasomba webaleeta
kati nesimanyi oba emizimu
gijjabuulirangiri
giba gigenda
buulirangiri
wabula challenge endala gibasisinkanye
batuyitireko
mu kibuga
batambule
mu
byalo
bawonye ku balalwa
balinga
tebakoze nabo
kuttula
batambuze ku balema baayo babuulire enjiri
y'obwakabakatunaakakasanga
ddala bwabaana
bwabwakabaka
kuba yesu yabikolanga
ebyamagero
naye nga ekikulu kwe kubuulira enjiri y'obwakabaka
bw'omuggulu
bano babeera babuulira bya
wano
tuli Mika esula ey'okubiri olunyiriro lw'omusanvu bino byebikolwa bye
n'abuuza n'agamba bino byebikolwa by'omwoyo wa
Katonda
okutandika okugamba omukyala alina amafuta ag'okukungula abalina akakadde musimbe
wabobukadde obubiri
bino byakola
works of the spirit
waliwo birabyeko mu
bannabbi
oba mu batume twabirabako ewa
Setaani
ne tubirabanko mu bikolwa by'abatume twalaba ku muwembi gw'abatume
omwoyo
gwa
Setaani
Simoni gwe yali
alina
era n'alowooza nti okufuna amaanyi g'omwoyo
atuuka
aleete ku sentawe ku batume ne bamugamba akolimirwe kwegamba nga ali mu kikolimo
ekizibu
twalabako dayimooni
eziragula
bikoba batume 16 nga zikola sente
It's not of the kingdom of heaven. There are things of making money. Since make you see
money.
I see a hand going in your pocket, it enters your pocket, you to take it in the pocket.
It
gets out with whatever is in the pocket. Everything in the pocket.
You bring
out the coin, is they claim God never needs coins here.
Tuli mu Mika esule yokubi olunyolo musanvu.
Micah 2:7.
Ebigambo byange tebiwomera oyo atambulira mu bugolokofu.
Ebigambo bye biwomera oyo atambulira mu bugolokofu. Era omwoyo asobola okukola ku muntu yenna atambulira mu bugolokofu w'abeera ali.
Everyone walking through righteousness.
Tali wakola naye program.
He's not to make programs with him.
Mika 2:8.
Micah 2:8.
Naye mu nnaku zino abantu bange bayimusenga abalabe.
Abantu abandi badde baweereza Katonda. Baguluka ne balwanisa ebikola by'omwoyo
we.
Ne bafuna emyoyo emirala egikola ebiringa
ebyo.
Nti mujjako essuuka ku ngoye zaabo abayita nga tebaliiko kye batya.
Kasita omala okuba omukazi. Weekazaakaza. Bafuna obukazi obulina eddalu. Ne bwogera.
Omusajja wa Mukama.
The great man.
Bafuna abantu abatalina nsonyi abeekaza.
People who are not ashamed.
Ne bajja ne babagamba.
And they begin to say.
Nze nasiga.
I sold.
Mukama nampa.
And God gave me.
Kumbe muyayi.
Here is the con man.
Bafuna agasajja gababeerawo nga tegalina nsonyi oba omukazi.
And they are not ashamed of women.
And they
are very wild.
Come
when they are so wild.
And they begin to put
you up.
Man of God, shout,
I don't feel you. They are heating you
up.
Sometimes they are even their wives. And they are no more ashamed.
That's
why they take off the sheet for themselves, they don't cover themselves. They no more get ashamed. They come hitting their heels like that. All of you turn around to see. Rich works of clothing evil in all the women. You are copying pastor's wife. God has a reason for us. But when you see why they are clothing,
women
who are not ashamed, and they begin to say,
this is my daughter.
Oh no, ye muwala wangu. But when you see how the daughter is clothing,
how you know?
Maybe we are not daughters to him.
Maybe
let's also change our dress style.
Then
we become daughters to him.
They
get people who cease to have shame. And they begin to support them so much.
Great
man of God, when he passed the city, and he's holding a cross, fronting the cross like that, and he's the typical Catholic, but in hiding in salvation.
Mika esura 2:8.
Micah 2:8.
Ng'abantu abatayagala kulwana.
Befula nabombe fwe rawe kabaka jobogera.
They act so humble when they come to speak.
The Lord told me.
Mokama yangambye.
Kumbe musege.
Yet is the wolf. You think there's no war he has brought within you. Yet he has brought a war of perverting you from God.
Speak
humbly and you say, the Spirit of God has come.
He turns
it as if he
bucks,
as if the Spirit of power has come. There is a power.
He
gets from the usual humble.
Demons
come. When it's coming, it comes literally like that. And it arises to make chaos around.
Mike sura eyokubiri olunyolo mwenda.
Micah 2:9.
Abakazi b'abantu bange mubagoba mu nyumba zammwe.
Mukunyaga amayumba.
In grabbing houses.
Baba yaba yabagambye bagasigaye nyumba zaabwe.
But God told them to sell their houses.
Mu nyumba zaabwe zibasanyusa ku baana baabwe abato mubajjako ekitiibwa kyange emirembe gyonna. Muyimuke mugende kubanga wano si kiwumulo kyammwe.
N'agoba abantu bonna mu makuŋŋaaniro
ne
bagenda bakuŋŋaaniranga ebyo bye biriyo.
Waliyo
omwoyo
gw'abasitaani
kati gwaddayo ddayo ku
mubwe
atusisinkane enkya tweyongereyo okulaba
empoza sitaani.
Mukama akuwe omukisa.